Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Bill Duckenberg is our guest, chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com, right, Bill?
Right. That's a good place to go.
You can find us.
smallbus.org.
Yeah, smallbus.org. It's Bill's website where you can find the survey. He also is gracious enough to allow us to post the survey on our website, which we've been doing now for more than a dozen years. We're honored to be able to do that. Bill, when this year, as the election political season continues through November 6th, we're hearing a lot. We have been hearing a lot, and we're going to continue to hear a lot about all the problems we have, all the debt we've run up, all the negative, the horrible, disastrous trajectory of our spending, of our debt level, and how that can turn, you know, how are we going to get out of this? Congress is focusing, the Ryan plan is focusing on how to cut, and help us, which we need to do, which we've got to do if we're going to fix this, and we're going to turn this trajectory around. But what we're not hearing enough of, in my opinion, Bill, is something that could come at this solution from the other side, from the growth side, from the opportunity side. And that would be created by what I think is American exceptionalism. And I'd like for you to, I know that you've thought about this. Tell us what, in your mind, what do you, when you think of American exceptionalism, what do you think that is?
Well, I kind of associate that with our small business sector and our entrepreneurship and the evidence of, you know, over 200 years that, you know, we can solve any problem. All we have to have, you know, is a little direction, a little enthusiasm. So mm-hmm. we need a CEO here who's a leader of everybody, not a critic who doesn't, you know, decide some are winners and other people are going to be losers and continually, you know, preach that. We need somebody who says, you can do it. You've always done it. All you need to do is roll up your sleeves and life will become better.
Mm-hmm. You know, when they talk about some of the different proposals to cut spending and to rein in their debt and all that sort of thing, it's never enough. As you know, there's no amount of cutting that they do actually gets us back to a balanced budget in anybody's lifetime almost. But what they don't take into consideration, I think, is the fact that if we could get America's small entrepreneurs, America's small businesses focused again and excited about growing their business and hiring people and putting people to work and that whole dynamic, that whole momentum that we could build, we could start creating opportunity, creating tax revenue, and we could start buying down that, like a company buying back their own shares, we could start pulling down that debt from both sides, from an efficiency standpoint and from a growth standpoint. America, Bill, has the ability to do that in a way that Greece does not have the ability to do that.
That's right. You know, we're lucky. We, you know, in the past couple of years, we've added 4 or 5 million people to the population, and that supports, you know, a lot of new businesses and a lot of jobs. Once we get the machine rolling, and of course, in Europe and Japan, they don't have that population growth that can help them along. So that we have it's a lot easier for us, and we need to take advantage of it. But we need somebody who gives us a pep talk, you know, at halftime, yeah, and not tell us how bad things are and who all the evil people are amongst us.
And all this talk about the unfairness thing. I mean, you know, one of the things that I really, people talk about being fortunate. Those who are more fortunate should pay more. Bill, if you're an American, you're already fortunate. But that doesn't, but that's, being fortunate is different from being successful, isn't it?
That's right, and the fortunate people already, as they're referred to, already pay the bulk of the income tax in the U.S. anyway. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's not the issue. The issue is, you know, you have to get people excited again about our future and willing to invest in it. And that's the problem we have today, is, you know, we're so uncertain about the future. Nobody wants to invest in expanding their business, building hiring, those kinds of things, because they're so unsure. That's the CEO's fault. He's not a leader, and that's what we need right now.
Do you think that this election is the most important one in your lifetime, like I do?
Yeah, I think it's certainly one of the most important ones. Anyway, you know, I haven't sat back and tried to figure out which one was, but I think, you know, we have two clear paths this time that we don't usually have, and mm-hmm. So in that sense, you know, it'll be one of the most important, if not the most important, in decades and decades, yeah, for sure.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist for the NFIB. He'll be back next month with another report. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Bisingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.